The 2017 teaching series in the USA. Reincarnation. What happens during death and beyond? 4. Speaker Kenpo Tsultrim Lodro. For more lectures, please visit our official website www.luminouswisdom.org.
와야테니 남바탄실라 슈조 데라칸 삼드적인
Good afternoon everyone.
아 테니 나초 슈조 양 파르도 코르케테니 차츠 테니 먼테니 시아케인스
So we are going to continue now in our afternoon session with our teaching on the bardos.
테니 카르상 나초 나초 테니 시르 테니 머시비 지스 아 키와시마 요스 테니 참말랑 고초 시바레스
So yesterday morning we talked about how after one dies what happens past and future lives reincarnation
테니 카르상 시로다 다는 나초 데솔라 테니 나초 테니 머시차리 지니 테니 요나 간디 요르테 어 Tani kandinda poyong kore zini tate pardo korte so kali tete zimundao tindi tamala ngoto che yore.
And then yesterday afternoon and this morning we talked in more detail about what actually happens after one dies, what takes place in the bardo states.
Tani terang shidunda poyong na tani nga tso tari pardo chuchu namgi nane tani tama te rendus.
And so our teaching this afternoon is our final one on the bardos.
Tene ti nala tene ta nga tso mo shivi ne kap si tene nga tso mo zhan la tene kandi rokpa che go. Tene so so rang go tabdu kandi che go. Tene ti kor la shay kyan.
And what we're going to be talking about is how to go about helping other people when they are dying and also how to prepare for one's own death.
Tani nyamashila nga tso sangma tani shigres, tani nga tso sangma hakongres.
One day, all of us will die. That is something that we are all very clear about.
Tani mi nala, tani mi kashi, tani shiwa la, tani pe, tani chankhen, o tani dhuz.
Some people are extremely afraid of death.
Tani kwarang tso pe na shiwa ziya ga tani mang, o tani kanang ni tani
Some people, even just the word death, just even uttering this word, brings a sense of fear to them. Oh, and then others who are quite superstitious about death. We don't need to be scared or superstitious. Regardless, death one day will come.
Then you must catch it. Then you should catch it. Then you pay the portion. Then you should do the same.
Some people, when they die, do so with many negative emotions in their mind, such as anger and aversion.
The Kashi Korangla, the Ni Chimsanga, the Ni Yaposhi Masung, Sambandao, the Ni Jawada. Yana kashi korang la shusuk otini korang la yapushi masung sambandra o tindi sim gotola tindi sim gotola ta namto dubu kini tindi shinken tindi mambo dugs.
And there are many people when they die have negative thoughts due to feelings that they haven't made right with their families or otherwise in their various social relations.
Tindi yung kashi Tani njoba mambo kini, korang sim ganala njoba mambo kini, tani korang ga mtsin di nala, tani yabushung masung san, tani mi janla nopa, yana ta shiawa dhigjak tani mambo chesung, njig masung san, tani njoba kini, And
then there are also many people who die with great regrets in their minds, regrets about things that they didn't do right in their life, maybe ways that they harmed other people or bad things that they did, and on this basis have many regrets in their hearts.
되니 가시 옛나더니 과랑 그 겸상 어 남이다 됐소라더니 샘 창에더니 된지거더니 할리바거더니 샘 파르 마탐니 된지 돈에 신근 된지 인도스
The dreamitumnesina?
Ah.
Good. Oh, and then others who die with a great attachment due to their various family members.
되니 된지 잠마다 망보스 남아나서 인도스
And so there are many different mind states like this that people die in.
드린 아주 스스로들이 니마스지글라더니 치와제야디 용바디더니 탁추 탁추지 디인디 드린 아주 스스로 간디로 잡룩지나 가사리 딜라삼로 타타니 땅고군두
So it's one thing is certain and that is that we will die one day. So as to how we should go about preparing for our deaths is something that we need to start thinking about today.
내가 저 거시 가버거든이 에 총바 총혼 내가 더 jobs 거란 거더니 남들 거 나라 되니 로직 하시 거란 거 단 나니 되니 만큼 거 나라 요비 값스 가져 가시 시엔두스 그 거란 거 로직 거란 거 남들 거 나라
Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, in his biography, gives some accounts of what took place when he became sick and entered hospital.
And
what he said was that at the when death dawned, then all of the various worldly things in his life, such as his money, his wealth, his position, etc., took on a grey hue.
대 그런 것들 운이 레스 때 나서 다 시위 값스 때 나서 남긴 나서 때 백가르침 보리 때 나랑라 고고요 삼바로 때 만보 만보 때 때 시와 용의 값스 때 참아 돈다 메바다 때 참아 형보 메바다 때 시작한 데 오세요
And this really is the way that it is. When death approaches, then many things that we regarded as extremely important in our lives, as we approach death, come to the point of death, become meaningless and purposeless. In the course of our lives, we work very hard in respect of these things.
And
for these things, when we're young, we study very hard and take on a lot of
pressure.
And the reason that we do all of this is so that we will have good opportunities or that we will have choices, good choices available to us in this life.
And
then after we finish with our studies, we begin with our jobs and work very hard and have all manner of difficulties. So all of these things, all of these exertions with regards to study and work are all for the purpose of existing in this world. or preparing for our existence in this world.
어,
But we make no preparation whatsoever for leaving this world.
네,
All of the study and work that we do is only in preparation of existing and living in this world.
네, 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 네,
So only preparing for our existence in this world, we don't think about what happens when we are going to leave it, what we should do, and so on.
나영아스님아스라잡득제매나영로고운두스
But regardless of whether or not we do any preparation, one day we will have to leave this world.
아니 디갑스티닝아소간디제고레데삼로탄고운두스
And as to what we need to do at this point, this is something we need to really think about. Of course, some people say, well, when I'm gone, I'm gone. So what is there that needs to be done? As we saw yesterday and today, that is not the case. We can be certain that that isn't the case. There are some people who, in their dying, do so in a very happy and joyous way.
Lama gargi, or the so on, then only Johnny, then in Matsu Mukunthong, they attended me Mambo, then in Duzi.
And among old Tibetan practitioners, there are many who pass in this way. We practitioners that we can see with our own very eyes who die in this way.
Then in Koso Korang, that Tisun Din Lang Arangjo, in the Korang Namjo, Tisu Korang Saros.
And they're very clear about the exact time that they are going to die, when they're going to die. They say, on this day, I'm going to die. They're certain about this.
And knowing
this, they begin making arrangements in advance, they prepare what needs to be done, and they start to go about comforting their family members and others in their midst, telling them they don't need to be sad, they don't need to fear that they're going to die in a happy and peaceful way.
Then you could so la tana coranson chevazia de gandan tongozina, a coronga la pargiblandoa, the sergim dini pargiblandoa, then do you know a matoba, cosola telichimundus, the coronso bene lamuzundus.
Just jumping.
La sergimni la pargiblandoa.
Yeah, okay. So they see the event of death. As nothing more than passing over a mountain pass, so no big deal. This is the way that the best practitioners die. And aside from really good practitioners of this nature, just ordinary lay Buddhists who with altruistic minds and great faith die making prayers and aspirations and pass in a very happy way.
Sandi Ohomendonken, or 내가 잘라 드니 소란 드비 된건 뜻소 나라 드니 르니 침보 맹큰 드니 르니 침보 메나 다 코는 셈 따빠 약보 용케 뜻소 양 띵디 가르기 뜻소 나라 양 띵디 양 빼 띵디 약본 종큰 멍분 누그지 띠 따소 따타 즌티 요레 따사 드니 누그지.
And in the old society, there are many examples of elderly Chinese who practitioners who passed away reciting the Amitabha Buddha's name. These were people of ordinary people of no great education, but immense faith and devotion, and they passed in a very good way. There are many records of people who died in this way. If we think of a human life, birth, our life, our current life, and our death are the three most important events.
Then it is not so that it gets our song, that we are not going to get in the same.
Of course, at this moment now, we are already born. Aside from our rebirth in the next life, we're not going to be born again in this life. Our deaths await us in the future, and we are currently in the midst of our lives or life.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Then, the
So in terms of our birth, this is not something that we can change and seek to be born again. We are already born into this life. But in respect of death, how we die, this is something, a choice that we have freedom in respect of. This freedom is in our own hands. So it's we need to really think about this, give it some good thought. If we think it's not important, we don't need to care about it and cast aside, then when death comes, it will be pretty difficult. So as Buddhists, we say that as for death, this is something that you have a choice over, and that choice is in your own hands. And as for the next life, how you're born in the next life, this too is something that you have choice and freedom
over.
So if everybody gives some thought to this and some amount of diligence or industriousness, sometimes it, even a small amount of diligence can yield a very big result.
So
If on the other hand, we don't give it any thought, and when the time of death comes, we don't know how to approach it, we pass in a state of fear or aversion or with many attachments, then we will pass in a unfavorable or quite terrible way and will not have a positive rebirth.
망칸가 날란조나 되니 만바가 콜라티니 록바지에 그래 되니 계위 값어 되니 만바가 록바지에 근데 무슨
When a young child is born, a doctor assists in the process.
되니 아주 낮 나위 값어 되니 영 망칸가 날란조나 되니 만바가 록바지에 근데 무슨
And just the same, when we're sick, we go to the hospital and the doctor helps us.
되니 아주 시위 값어 되니 아주 시록바지에 그 그래서
But when we die, who should help us?
되니 가서 시로바지 틈 그래.
Who is capable of helping us?
되니 간디 로바지 go 그래.
And how should they go about helping us?
배나 가서 되니 년콜라다 가서 수소 낭미 나제 가서 되니 쪽보에 나 된디지 되니 시와 된디제 소나 되니 시 값스 되니 가서 되니 성마가 되니 로바지 지 틈나 가서 시 성마가 지 삼 그래. 이나 가서 로바지 간디 시 go 요 되니 하수 성마 하고 요 말해.
So in our own immediate lives, our family members and our friends, if they were to die, of course all of us would want to help them. However, actually how to go about helping them is something that we don't understand. In contemporary society, when a small baby is born, a great deal of money is and expenses are outlaid by parents on the whole procedure of the baby's birth. But during death, we really don't look after this process very well. It's a very deplorable situation. And many people on this account die in hospitals. And as soon as a person dies in hospital, their body is immediately taken to the mortuary. And then from there, they're immediately taken to the, what's the name of the room? The mortuary, where they're kept in the very cold conditions, freezer. Morgue.
Then, chuso kashi ganala, tini mo, mo de tini, tini tan chagang, tini chakaris.
So within a few hours, they're placed in the morgue.
And they're
not able to be kept there for that long, so very quickly they are taken to be cremated.
And
when someone dies, they're not allowed to bring the corpse into the family home. This is the situation in cities in Asia, so it's all the more likely to be the case here. And for someone who is dying of a particularly serious illness in their homes, they're all hooked up to all kinds of machines, and they die with the sounds of all of these machines whirring around them. Respiration machine. So these respiration machines make lots of noises, and it's in the midst of these noises that the person passes away. And family members aren't allowed to go by the side of the person. They're surrounded by machines and machines only.
Then it's so, then it, then it, then it, that, so, cash, and all that, then it, mo, then it, tarwa, then it, chuck and those.
Tawa, chuck and do's in a shiraba.
Ah, talwa, talwa, minala, chuckney.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so, within a few hours, the person is turned into ashes.
Oh, that, then it is matto, but then it, dabo, yamkanda, dab, jomba, jenkanda, then it's chigamandus.
So in these kinds of situations, there's no one to take care of the person, there's no one to assist them. So in this way, contemporary people, when they are born as babies into a hospital, it's a very happy occasion, very lavish occasion with much expense and expenditure. But when they pass away, they do so in an extremely impoverished way. So at this time, what should we really be doing? If we encounter someone in this situation, what should we do to help them? So I'd like to give some simple instructions on what we should do in this situation today.
So if,
first of all, oneself, if one arrives at a point of one's own death where one is sick and knows this is an illness they're not going to be able to recover from, we need to start to do preparations. And there are 5 points of preparation that we should observe. So these are our 5 preparations that we need to make.
So
the first thing is for a person to give away their things, including their perhaps their house, their possessions, the money that they have in the bank, to get rid of these things, to give them away to whoever they might like to, whether it's to the poor or to a hospital or some kind of other charitable organization. Or they could give them to their sons and daughters. In any case, the purpose is for them to diminish their attachment to these kinds of things. Whether they give them to a religious group or their own children, the point is to give these things away. So passing away in a state where one has let go of all one's attachment and clinging is extremely important. So there's a story that illustrates this. The times when the Buddha lived, there was a monk.
And
And speaking truthfully, monks at this time were really very honest people. They didn't own hardly any possessions at all. Not like monks in today's day
age.
But this monk in question had an alms bowl, a rather nice alms bowl. And back in these times, monks' alms bowls were something they had to make themselves. The way these bowls were made, their ornamentation on the outside and the overall way they were made was rather complex, rather elaborate. So he considered this bowl as rather important. Back in those times, there was nothing like this iPad or this watch, nothing like this. However, they did regard their the bowls that they ate as very important. And when this monk died, his alms bowl was placed beside him. And his mind aroused a feeling of clinging to his alms bowl. So, on account of this, India being a very hot place and everything, he passed away with this sense of attachment in mind and was reborn as a snake inside the alms bowl.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not a question of the objective value of the object in question, it's the degree of attachment or clinging that someone has to it, and if this attachment and clinging has potential to harm the person. All of us, when we recognize that we are going to die, when we're sure about this, then it is important that we move to give away our objects, to distribute them, whether it's among our children or to the monastery or hospital or some organization, so that we can pass away in a state of total lack of attachment and clinging to these things. And if we are assisting someone else in their dying process, then if in their house or in the immediate space around where they are, we should not allow there to be placed any of the normal objects that they like very much.
Then 치란드니 드니 응어 진다고 까집 진다고 뜻어 싸워니 드니 냥가 말해서 망니 못니 드니 뭐 바시 한다고 망 망라 뭐 바다고 진디시니 다 카시즘 머시 가서 파른 탐니 드니 응어 드니 망보지도 와 드니 뜻 싸워니 냥가 말해서
And similarly, the children of the dying person or their spouse crying and calling out their name and maybe even reaching to hug them, this too should not happen.
Maso sombo imbi kapsa maso tini yakbo mochi. Tini shivi kapsa tini tini tila soni ngu ghar gyab tini shina kwarang lape nupa kyeng dukse.
When the person is alive, we should respect them well, we should cherish them. But when they are leaving, we should let them pass in a peaceful way. If we don't treat them well during their lives, but at the time of their deaths cry and make a lot of noise, then this is very harmful to them. So of the 5 points of preparation, this is the first one.
Then it's also what any Molum Yapo, Yabgundus, then it has Shivi Caps, then Mashivi Gundu, Soso Simganala, then Tarum, Simganala Samna, then is Yapo Sam to be Caps, or then Molum Yapo, Yabgores.
And the second point of preparation is that we should make sincere prayers or aspirations at the point as we die or before we die. While our mind is still clear and capable of thinking, we should make sound and sincere aspirations and prayers. Ordinarily, during our lives, when we think about the negative things that we've done and the negative karma that we have accumulated, we give rise to regret. And indeed, regretting and confessing the negative things we've done has the effect of purifying our negative karma.
Then Shivi Kapsa. Oh, then it's a narang good pa mambo shivja, tang arang narang nansung lando, tang a dubu yungore samni, tinding jopa, tinikin yangamares, shivi kapsan jopa kin yangamares.
However, at the time we are dying, we should not think about the bad things that we've done, the negative karma we've accumulated, the bad direction we're going, the fact we might be going to hell, the hell realms. So basically, at the time of death, we shouldn't give rise to regret. Because when we do give rise to regret, our minds become very fearful.
Then if the capsa can do some covers in our Takunga Marita and Naranga Dupa Yantini She or Naranga Geva or Mambo She or Takunga Mare, then it Taringa Kiva Nama Dangama Namse and Korma Mambu She or Korma Mambu She or Taina T capsa, then Naranga Dam Yambo Mendusi Tari Natin in Naran Shena, Takunga Mundu Naranga Yamlin Yabundu, Naran Dam Yabundu. Then he damned the Latin name Yapo, Shivy Nirkos, the Dining and Yamli Yapoche goes and be the niggers Yara Sim Pobachi goes. The Gaps Sim Jimny, Angara de Boche, Jatanga de Boyungore, Zawani Sam Yangamari, the Gaps, Sam Yangamaris.
At this point, at the point of death, however, when we're dying, we shouldn't think of or dwell on the negative things we've done. We should think, it's okay, I may have done some bad things, but I've also done a great deal of virtuous things. We should think that, in fact, we have died many times in the past. And on these occasions, we've made poor choices. But this time, we have practiced well. We'll make a good choice this time and throughout our dying practice, and in so doing die with a sense of confidence. This is really important, and important that we shouldn't think that give rise to regret and reflect on the negative things we've done.
Tani molum kari jab gorzi da molum tanga tari shivi jine tani kira shimala 디니 나 양키르 디니 타바 침보고 추 어 양 타바 디니 나랑 차지 디니 게위신이 타바 침보고 디니 라마 게위신이 약보 당 디니 나랑 차지 디니 나랑 그 젤라 디니 샴당 녀지 샹집 그 심 어 약보 디니 디니 끼고 삼니 티톨라 몰음 잡고스
As to the prayer that we should make at this time, we should pray that in our next lives we will have the fortune to encounter the Mahayana Buddhist teachings again and a qualified spiritual mentor and Lama, and that in our mind streams we will give rise to loving kindness and bodhicitta.
Robachi Tonkin, Simjim Mambola Tini Pantini Tonkin, or Tendi Chikatini Kiva Tini Lingo, Nyam Samni, Tini Simkotani, the Molum, the Yapo Yabgores.
And we should pray from the absolute depths of our heart that in our next lives we will take the form of someone who is able to be of great help and benefit of other beings. This is how we should pray.
Oh, Tini Ti. Kati ngaso rangi na tini rangi tini molum jab gogore tini mi jamba la ngaso rokpa chi na te khorang par ti lab gogore ta chu tini tini molum yapo jab sho zene tini lab gogore kobda kobda yapo chak gogore
So if it is ourselves who are dying, we should pray in this way. If it is someone else is who is dying, then we should tell them to pray in this way. And communicate this to them clearly. So this is the second point of preparation. So now we're up to the third point of preparation.
Terang da kasang da so mambu shet de pardo tambo pardo ni pa pardo samba shesonga o di kabla yo pitini nyamlin te songi ngoni tane yakbo zungi chigwa samni tini samgo res
This third point of preparation is to recognize that we are dying and that the bardo states will manifest in this process. We've spoken over the past couple of days about these states, particularly the three bardos. So at this point, what is important to do is to resolve very firmly to practice well in the midst of the bardo states.
Pardu tini nyamlin teso yakpo chine tini zoba chimbo yana shakja chimbo tini ton tok ti ton de yakpo hako yakpo tok tini ti tok ki tini ngarang ga tini dangzen zimba teso tamchupo mar meba shi tini nyomo pa teso tamchupo meba chiya tindi zingi she go samne tini tesam go res
And we should think, we should resolve to practice well in the bardo states and to, regardless of whether our practice is dzogchen practice or mahamudra practice, that in the bardo states that we will obtain recognition obtain
Chiti chizi di yanjaz suna chokambula di zopa chenpa na mahamudra ka chizi ka don to korba.
Zopa chenpa ka don to ne, teni korang ka nyumun ba da, dangzen da, to su sangma mipa chi go samne teni samgo res.
Lase. That we should realize the view of dzogchen and mahamudra practice in the bardo states and in so doing eliminate all of our afflictions and ego clinging.
Tini ngatun zambolong ka tola nyimaschikanala, tini mnyutchusu jongari shego yores, tabar terang yore sanyi nanyin, jawun jandari tabar teris, chusu jonga shivuwan.
Shivuwan.
Nyutchusu jonga shego yores, nyima tabar shego yores.
Chuturela.
Nyimari.
Nyimarela. Zambolongla.
Oya.
Chijunga.
A chijunga.
Every day in the world,
150,000
people die. This is an average figure.
디니 시위 값스 디니 망각 제한다 다 냠링 제한다 담각 제한다 뜻소 요 말이지 디 파르도 뜻소 요 말이지
But the majority of these people who die have no acquaintance with how to practice in the bardo state, how to go about dying.
이나고 고선 잔자리 시고 그래지 냠리 메나 담가 메나 파르도 냠리 메나 시고 그래지
But regardless of whether a person has experience in practice or who has is aware of choices that they can make, everyone just the same dies.
근데 나랑 대단 작으면 도와 근데 나 바르도 냠린 도와 근데 나랑 라마라 소란 때문에 조금 도와 근데 나랑 그 뒤에 냠린 뜻을 성만이 가서 냠린 시간 도와 근데 나랑 근데 잠바식 당 작으면 도 근데 나 작고 말해서 내 뒤에 삼고 그래서
But at this point, it's important to think that I'm not like other people. I have practiced well. I know how to practice. I can supplicate and pray to my Lama. I'm different from people who don't know these things, and so therefore, it's not necessary for me to have fear throughout this state. So if it's oneself who was dying, then it's necessary to think like this.
And
if it is someone else who we are assisting, then we need to communicate with them about this very clearly on each point. So if we are able to make a prayer like this at the time of death, that in the Bardo state through our practice of Mahamudra or Dzogchen, we will realize their view, then this has the capacity to make all of our fear and terror dissipate. So this is the third point.
Tini tonda jibati kare rezena tini ti kaps tini ta pardu kaps tini pardu tambo ta ni pa ta so kabla ta so kharsam she da ya ti ti kaps nga yungre yungna ti kaps ni yenda manda ti pardu ti so ngarang ko ngushi go samne tesam go re se ni yenda manda ti kaps ta nga Shivi kapsa karma nyeshin rao tini zika nangla tini waksar tata su yungkari tini nga su terang shet deya ga tini di bardo ga kapka tini perna tini laa ga tini kyankor rata yang na tini jada tisu ramadra mambo chakari di kapsa tini nga yinda manda tini ngarang ranga sim imba tini hako go samni tisam go res
And the fourth point is to resolve in one's own mind that when the first two bardo states that we talked about over the last couple of days arrive, that is when the lights appear, when the deity mandalas manifest, when the sounds appear, that we should recognize these appearances as our own mind. This is very important that we make this resolve.
Tini tindi maashi ikonda tindi samne tini tindi toli tindi tijisa shisona tini pardu shariyong ikabsa tini koranga lamsang tini yakbo ngoshi hakondro gores.
If one prays or makes a strong resolve like this before death, then after they die and the bardo states manifest, then they will be able to immediately recognize them as their own mind.
Tini tini ngatsu mi tini simla tini nipaza Korang tindi nipaz yoriz pena, maso samu mar nyewi nekaps, tindi terang ngarang ka mulum tindi tar miyong ikaps, ngarang yinda menta ta ngarang ka mulum mengdu sampati ngang ngoshi pashe go samni tindi chini nyidu jangna, tindi mulum miyong ikaps, korang ka oh ngi mulum mengdu samni hakon roriz.
This is a power or a capacity that the mind has. It's just like at night before we go to sleep, before we fall asleep. If we resolve to ourselves that tonight when I enter my dream, I must I really want to realize or be aware of, recognize that I am dreaming, then when we actually do begin to dream, it's possible that we will be able to recognize that we are in fact dreaming.
되니 영식 배나 맞소 공무 말 예위니 급스 다 상인하무 나랑 치수 쓴바 연아 나랑 치수 집하고 돌아 나랑 언니 사고 삼니 된디 삼니 양의 양도 삼니 되니 바라니 소나 되니 상인 치수 집하고 따다 치수 집하고 그런 사용 그래서
Or, for example, before we go to bed at night, if we think many times over in our minds that we need to wake up the following morning at 3 or 4 o'clock and think about this many times, then the following morning at 3 or 4 o'clock on the dot, we will be able to wake up. So this is a inherent capacity or power that the mind has.
Then in Shivi Kapsa, Chikparese, then in Aso Shila Nivi Kapsa, or Tap Pardu Tinditi Sharkarese, then in Pardu the Sharing Wikapsa, then in Aran Yenda Manda, then in Aran Yapo, Moshi goes and it in the Yanni on the Sam Gore, then this Sam Nishasona, then in Pardu Sharing Kapsa, then in Pardu Tambota, Nipata, Samba Kanganala, and the Paralamsan Shindores.
It's exactly the same at the point of death. If as death approaches, we tell ourselves that the Bardo states are soon to manifest and that we must recognize them as our minds when they do and think in this way over and over again, then when the Bardo does indeed begin to manifest, then regardless of whether it's the first or the second or the third stage, we will be able to recognize these appearances as our minds. So when the time of death approaches, then people's minds change. They are not as they normally are, and they often forget. Become very forgetful and cloudy. So for this reason, it is particularly important that there is someone there to help them at this time. So if at this time one's own lama is relatively close by, then we need to call for them at this point.
And
then the lama comes and will remind the person who is dying that the Bardo states are about to appear and will tell them how they should think and how they should prepare and communicate with them about these things. If there isn't a lama nearby, then a fellow Dharma practitioner, someone with good practice, can also serve this
role.
In ordinary situation, when somebody dies, no one really knows what to do. And there are some people who, even when their own parents are dying, feel very scared and run away. And there are some people who feel so extremely sad that they completely cease being able to work and function.
And
And all of these responses are due to not having made preparation for death.
내가 좀 뭐 잠바신한다. 랑디닌 칠라 지위 치와라 니와딘디난다. 디카스 디니 루 심근나라 차부스바딘디 망보제나. 디니 참마 나서 드 레카 레고야 참마 사그니 지니 딘디 젠도레즈.
Regardless of whether it's someone else or one's own self, if at the time of death the mind becomes very anxious and perturbed, then as for the tasks that we need to do, we will forget them. So it's important at this time that we are able to maintain a mind that is relatively relaxed. So when it is certain that someone is going to die, there is a bodily posture that can be adopted, which is of a lot of benefit. So the head of the person's body should be facing a northerly direction. And the right hand should be placed under the person's head as they lie on their side.
드니가 저 탤런트다 마르마가 드니 곰바가 나라드니 상기가 그든지 명을 낸데 바든지 만본도와 참아시 통요지리 띵자우고 그래서
In Burma and Thailand there are a lot of statues of reclining Buddhas and this is the kind of posture that we need to adopt.
드니가 저 리포 예바 살아자고 그래 예숙 살아자고 그래서
살아죽으나
사돌아죠 사돌아
So we need to lie down on our right sides. Or lie the dying person down on their right side. And the legs are outstretched and the left hand is rested on the upper, the left thigh. And the right palm is under the right cheek supporting it. So just the placing of the body in this posture is enough to prevent the person from passing to the lower realms.
And this is also
the same with small animals. If, for example, we hit a small animal on the road, then if we place its body in this same posture with its head facing north and lying on its side, then it also has the advantage of ensuring that it won't be born in the lower realms. So these points that I've covered so far are the first four of the 5 points. So placing the body on the side is the fifth point. So when we die, the consciousness departs or leaves the body through an aperture at the crown of the head, for example, during poa practice. If one is experienced in poa practice, then at this time one should do this practice.
Uh, 디캅스가 조록바 찡킨 거 몰라 체킹 씀 창고 그래서 가서 돈다 씀 것도 몰라 뺏어버지 고스
If we are assisting someone else at this time and doing poa on behalf of them, then there are three conditions that need to be filled, three things that we need to be very careful about. The first of these really important points is that we need to have really sincere compassion for the person who is dying. If we lack this, then our assistance to them won't be of any benefit. If we have compassion in our hearts, then regardless of who it is we're helping, it will be of great benefit.
근데 인디 가서 미잘라 되는 로빠지 값스 되는 냥지 대빼 가르침 보이면 받는 시고리 냥지 끼고래스
So it's extremely important that when we are helping another person at this time that we arouse compassion in our minds.
대돈다 당보 찰진 당보르스 찰진 표제
So that is the first condition.
되는 니바데 가르스 내가 좀 미잘라 되는 포롱 포완도나 되는 포아가 나나요 비 므름
The second condition or the second point is that if we are reciting poa on behalf of the dying person, that we perform the visualizations and the stages of the meditation very clearly.
가은 가서 드린 보안도나 샘근나라더니 남동다만다 멍보멍보들이 삼데나 쭉쭉 판독고마레스
It's of no benefit whatsoever if we are reciting the words of the poor liturgy but in our minds we're giving rise to thoughts of all kinds
드니 뺏잡잡지니 나로 수수고드니 보아가 깜나드니 보아가나라 고미아테서 참아 잡잡지니 할리바가 심토란드니드니 보안동고스
So it's extremely important that when we recite the poa that we do so with great attention and focus to the different stages of the meditation, the sadhana. And that's the second condition. And then we come to the third condition. And this third condition is that we really need to have strong belief that in reciting poa for the dying person that it will bring benefit to them. If, on the other hand, we think that me reciting the poa for this person isn't going to bring them any benefit, I'm no good, etc., then this will result in no benefit at all.
Then 결혼 그 나미 나랑 미 득보래 나랑 지직 됐음고 말이지 포화 그 판토고 여래 마토바 결혼 그 판토고 여 말이지.
So when one's reciting the poa, then one shouldn't think, oh, I'm no good, and this is not going to be of any benefit. Not only is it of no benefit to yourself, it's of no benefit to the person dying. One shouldn't think in this way because, in fact, it is not you who's benefiting the dying person, it's the poa who's benefiting them.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like if you're holding a gun in your hand and fire it. In fact, whether you're a good or bad person, that's not the point. It's the gun that's firing the bullet.
Yeah.
So even though the power is contained in the poor practice, if you think that you are of no benefit whatsoever, then the practice becomes unbeneficial.
맨나가 좀 맴담 했나? 언디 맴다되게 푸나 옆탑 그랬으면 내가 잡잡진 했나? 그거나 별로 잡으러 그랬어.
So if when one's firing a gun, one does so with great confidence and attention, and one is able to fire it successfully. But if one thinks, oh, I can't fire a gun very well and just wave it around, then one won't be able to fire it very well at all. So these 3 points are very important when we are assisting another person. We must fulfill these 3 conditions.
So ni di gapsa tini nga so go tini ta mi tini namshi de tini kop tini yari yoni shosig ni tini ro go re. Di yinbi yimtsin ki tini nga so mi go tini kangba ta tini kongba go ma shukla lakba go rakhnyan ka ma rezi di gapsa. Rakhna korang go sim di la shor ni tini mar yon go rezi namshi.
Because when a person dies, we want the consciousness to leave the body through the top of the head. We shouldn't touch with our hands lower parts of the body beneath the waist.
Then in Domba Nokan Gumutsama, then in Koran Gumushola de Goris and Goshola, Goshola de Go, Oshola Kambashola de Nyangamaris.
And those who are surrounding the dying person reciting prayers, it's important that they stand near the head of the dying person and not around their feet. Because if the sound of the recitation is heard, it takes place or is emitted around the head of the dying person, then the consciousness is likely to leave the body through the top of the head.
Then it decaps it in the Koranga Kamba, then he shola, then he kabdachi and rawta, kadjavi and raw, to so Savani Shinyangamaris.
So at this time, it's people should not stand near the feet of the person speaking or making loud noises.
Then it decaps it in the musti mutila samlutana, decaps it tondak chonchu, chonchongo, korangla, shikin chimbo tebkres.
So at this point, even extremely small things can make a big influence on the dying person. So it's important that we're extremely careful about what we do. At this time, we should also gently tug on the hair at the crown of the head or just rub that place on the top of the head. In Tibet, there is a substance that we have that is rubbed on the crown of the head at this point. So this substance is made from ground magnetic rock.
Then you dance in a sushet on Amjin Zadia de Maritinala, a drama in the shirt was your coranga dances, the yam the sea or is.
And it's mixed with a special kind of honey, not the normal kind of honey that we eat, but the honey from a special bee.
This hungal and tenshik or is in tenshik yin lizzy.
This these all have a kind of attracting or magnetizing effect. The honey also has this effect. So this substance that's made up of several things is made by lamas. Lamas who recite Pua on behalf of dying people generally have this substance prepared. And rubbing this on the crown of the head has the effect of pulling up the consciousness to or through the top of the head. And rubbing this place on the top of the head also has some benefit in making the consciousness likely to leave through the top of the head. And at this point, we do recitation, recite the Poa. And if it is oneself who is dying, then at this point we should visualize Amitabha or our own root lama at the crown of our head. And we should visualize at our hearts an ah syllable, a Tibetan ah or a Sanskrit ah, and then visualize it rising up through the top of our heads and finally dissolving into the heart of Amitabha. And before we cease our final breath, we should visualize this over and over. And I've got a story from Tibet to share with you. There was a lama who lived together with a small monk. And the lama said to the young monk, "I'm going to die." He told him he was going to die and instructed the young monk to lie him on his side and how to do this, and told him to dress him in his monk's robes and then told him to leave the room. And the young monk, thinking that his lama was going to die, was stood outside the door, crying. And the lama, lying on his side, meditated for a long time. But after a while, he realized that he wasn't going to die and sat up and called for the monk outside to put the tea on for the boil and cook him a meal. So he wasn't going to die.
Then it is
So in fact, his time to die had not yet arrived. He had been mistaken.
나서한테
need to be careful about this too. If we give away all our house and money and everything else, then might be in a bit of strife.
드니 시다 마시 시비 디스 레 말에 빼 잡잡지니 딱 거 그래서.
So we need to look, judge very carefully whether or not the time of death has arrived.
아야, 드니 다 드니 시니 드니 드니 운이 드니 시비 디스 거 돌라 힙소나는 드니 시나 드니 운이 당네 드니 드니 다 디토니 할 거라 데 포아 드니 로톱 그래서 타르와 톱로 그래서.
However, if really and truly the time of death has arrived, then we need to act carefully, and it is possible through our poa practice to attain liberation. So that is the fifth point.
Then in that some so rang in that me jang la rokpa chi na ra gang in na ti don ta nga ti thola ti ni zab zab chi na ti ni ru gyo res.
Whether it's oneself or it is someone else, paying careful attention to these 5 points, this is enough, or this is good at the time of death.
Then the so chama deni nga so deni ju namjing ge deni da ta shwa deni gendun tar da gendun tar da shwa re deni te mayim ba pe na jishin ra wo deni ge pe na mo da da ba jwa ra wo ya na deni nga so tok jam ni deni sa jwa ra wo.
Of course, these 5 points are in relation to a normal death, an ordinary death. Abnormal deaths, such as a death in an accident, a car accident, or whatever, these need different approaches. In events such as being struck by lightning or other events like this, when of accidental or sudden death, it's really important that we train so that the consciousness orients itself to leaving through the top of our head. Familiar response would be if thunder struck and lightning struck our head to give rise to fear, to respond with fear.
Tedi langsung tini ti kapsa tini shipa yar tini soso tini shustigla yar tini sim yar tad gundu sim.
It's important at this point though for us to immediately seek to project the consciousness to the top of our head. So it's important that we especially do practice for this eventuality. If we practice in this way over and over, then if we encounter any kind of fearful or terrifying situation, then automatically we will be able to project our consciousness to the top of our head. If our consciousness leaves the top of our head in this way, then at least for the next few lives, we will not be reborn in the hell realms. In the lower realms, sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In the lower realms, sorry. Oh, yeah, yeah. In the lower realms, sorry.
However, if we really want to attain true liberation, then we need to have a more comprehensive practice. It's not as just as easy as this.
드니 나서 시위 내거나 뭐 시위 내거나 드니 가시거든이 남시 드니 저월에 가시 그냥 가는 저월에 가시거든이 강원인 저월에 된다면 망보여레스.
When people die, some people's consciousness leaves their body through the tops of their head. For other people, it's through the bottoms of their feet. For others, through their heart.
배낭아서 남시대더니 타망아서 냥칸이 바른도나 드니 리포차마 드니 장모착사르비지니 냥칼라 다론테즈 좀보레 드니나 드니 바른로요 있다그레즈 남시 타마 드니 아서 리포다 카브라르케요레즈 있다그레즈.
If a person's consciousness left their body via or from their heart, then a sign of this is that after the body becomes cold, space around their heart chakra is still warm. This is a sign that their consciousness has left their body at this spot.
아니 가시드니 남시드니 드니 야른로운드드니 라 시스글라드니 리포 잠바 참마드니 장모 착사위 지스드니 시스글라다론 차보레즈 조데디오레데나 드니 야른로요레.
And for those people whose consciousness leaves their body through the crown of their head, then when the rest of their body has become cold after death, and there's just a bit of warmth or heat around the crown of the head, this is a sign that their consciousness has left their body from this spot.
내가서 따라 자토라 자와가토라, 되니 짐처럼 되니 못다야다, 되니 지 못다야 된다고 하되 교수 할 거고 이것이 못다지 못입게.
These days on the internet, there are diviners online. I don't know if anyone has seen them. This is scientific divination. And very soon, science will no doubt be able to tell us whether a person has gone to the hell realms or whether they've gone to the realms of the gods.
The God is in that so science could tell us that the marshy or the Hong Wai Xian is right. Hong Wai Xian X 光这个的家伙，第三呢，等于米刚了中部的，刚了张某人可能个哈过的，中部人啥的马步车用个的是。
The reason for this is that X-ray light enables people to tell which parts of the body are hot and which parts of the body are cold, and the 其实全部因为马布罗吧，
全部因为马罗强过来
and warm parts of the body turn red or appear as red.
等你莫西拉等你这个这个大呢，得了得了，你不是想把他们全部马布没得了马布有呢？
So by looking at the dead body through an X-ray, it is possible to see if there is some red light around the top of their head that their consciousness has left the body at this part.
Oh, that mati yara tini higher la kesong tini mati nyangka la tini jumbo yena or mati korang lariyong mayer la kesong tini zegres.
Liar gana?
Ah, nyangka la yena.
And so it would be possible then for in seeing that the top of the head was a bit red and warm, that the person had been reborn in the realm of the gods, or if the space around the heart was red and warm, that they had been reborn in the human realm.
Oh, that didn't a boris. That is what I'm Jupo, not so the Zoso, Dini Yamlim, she be capsule, Dini Namshit in Garden Rona, Dini Yarn Rona, Dini Munitani, Serb Kashila, and so on, don't go married in it. They are Tarva Topzina, Tarantes Cabore, and also Musta say not the name, Shutari Gini, and so on, Mandona, Dini Yang, Kalikali, Yamlin, Jena Yang, Tisu Gorkoviore, the Garchimbores.
So in terms of practice, if the consciousness does is able to leave a person's body through the crown of their head, then it is really the case that for at least the next few lifetimes that they won't be born in the lower realm. So even though attaining liberation is a bit of a taller order, at least in not being reborn in the lower realms, the being in question will have more opportunities for practice and more opportunities to continue with their practice.
어 따뜻송 아주 돈다가 돈이 되니 노르디 노르딘다 보시니 라름라름라고 참말하고 주시 바래.
So this is a broad brushstrokes overview of these 5 points of preparation.
되니 냠링 오마드 지위 값스 되니 가서 네 단은 참말하셔요. 담보 참마가 되니 가르딩군이 돈이 냠링 시 삼나 되니 담보 왕시고 그래서.
However, if we really want to practice sincerely in the dying process, then as I said before, it's important that we firstly receive the appropriate empowerment.
Tani nyamlin teso tarung terang aso tini tap debo shini shabari tarung jibmu shini tan dindin 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 goreze jibcha tindi yore teso lojong yangpo che gondus.
And as for the practices that we then need to go, that we need to engage in, there are many detailed. There are many details, and the all of these we need to learn, study properly. And then after having learned the details of the practice methods in question, we actually need to meditate to practice them. And by doing this, when we arrive at our own deaths, then there, we need not give rise to fear. We can die in a happy and joyful way, thinking, oh, now my death has arrived, and I'm going to make use of this death to improve myself, to attain liberation. And in this way, it's possible to die in a happy way. So that brings to a close our teaching for this afternoon. And thank you everyone for listening so well. So we are going to end now with the dedication of merit. Tiga nanji walong tiba, tibin zolin doa doa shu, oma ahom benzer gerba ma sedhong, oma ahom benzer gerba ma sedhong.